This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday. And we're so excited that you decided to let us take up some of your time today.
Yeah.
We've got something to discuss that we think will help. I think most people have been there one time or another.
Yeah. I think so.
And we want you to hear God through us so he can encourage you, okay?
I mean, are you in a situation that's so difficult that you feel trapped with no way to solve it? Escape thinking about it for just a little bit. And let God encourage you, okay? And we have some really good scriptures, I think. One of them is from Zephaniah 3:17. It says, "For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice with you with joyful songs." That's one way to get rid of that crisis. Wow. And then another one is in Revelation.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, Revelation 21:4 says, "He will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." And I'm not adding anything to the word, but he could also say, "And this long, drawn-out crisis is gone forever."
Mm-hmm.
So
that's okay by me.
Man, I'm telling you. I mean, it does get to a point sometimes where you just think,
"There's a curse on this."
Well, there may be a curse on it.
What's up?
I mean, I don't know. You know what people are going through. It may be a family curse. You know, think about the long, drawn-out process, you know, with my family. You know, I have a great family. I have a wonderful family.
You guys really love each other.
Yeah, man. I mean, I love my brothers, Quinn and Blake, you know. We laugh more than people should be allowed to. But really and truly, we do love each other. We don't shake hands. We're brothers, okay? We hug each other. And we truly do love each other.
You do. You do. It's a beautiful thing to watch. Y'all get on each other like brothers do and tease each other, but no one holds it against the other one.
Yeah, but you know, there's like a long, drawn-out crisis. Like some families have a long, drawn-out crisis of alcoholism, let's say, okay? Been going on for decades, okay? We've had that, you know, in our family. There's nothing to hide from.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You really have a decision to make. You can break that chain. You know, my brothers and myself, we broke that chain where we don't want to, you know, be slaves to drinking or to alcohol, okay? So that's a long, drawn-out crisis. You know, you may have a long, drawn-out crisis of financial problems. Okay, you may have a long, drawn-out crisis of depression. You may have a long, drawn-out crisis of a drug addiction in your family or something. I mean, it just never ends. But God is encouraging us in these scriptures. You know, I love what he says in Zephaniah 3:17. I just love it. I mean, he will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. In other words, he will calm that long, drawn-out crisis and say, "Enough. It stops today." Okay, he wants to encourage you. He wants you to go forward without this on your mind. He wants to end this crisis that may be holding you back mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually.
Right.
So that's what I get out of this. You know, I mean, my lovely wife and I, we're on the same page about Christ, but our minds work in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
She always says, "Well, your scriptures kind of get around to the point," and her scriptures go right to it.
Well, I've come from a news background. It's the
yes.
Who, what, where, when, why, how,
yeah.
And then just whew.
But I just see every scripture, you know, in God's book to us, the Bible, that can have some kind of relevance in every aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually, we're going to get around to it. you know. So I just think that if you guys would just rely on Jesus, rely on his goodness.
Yeah.
And ask him. Just ask him, man. You know, say, you know what, Lord? I've been going through this thing, and my family's, this is a generation, it may be a generational curse. I say, this has been going on for generations.
Ask him.
You know, I want this long, drawn-out crisis to stop.
And ask him to reveal you what is going on.
And say, what is it? You know, what is this, you know, this, you know? And he will reveal it to you, but he'll reveal it to you in a way after, you know, you've given your life to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he reveals it to you and you don't know him,
you won't understand.
You won't understand.
It's a thing of the spirit.
Yeah, and so once you give your life and your heart to him, mm-hmm. then you'll understand. You'll go, oh, man, I get it. You know, gosh, it's taken me for, taken me 50 years, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a curse on our family for 300 years, mm-hmm. but I get it now.
Now you draw a line in the blood and you say, it stops with me.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, it could be a long, drawn-out crisis. It could be a lot of different things.
You know, and from my personal testimony to this, you know, I come from a very religious mindset, through a lot of religious thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's generational. And when you have a religious mindset, it clouds out the spirit. It chokes the spirit out because you think things needs to be a certain way, and you're very methodical and very mm-hmm. structured, and this is the way we've always done it. And there's no room in there for Holy Spirit to move. I mean, he's trying, but you keep pushing him out because of, no, it has to be this way. And you just do whatever you think is the next right thing to do instead of in faith going, well, let's wait on God here. You know, and a religious mindset has, it is this way and no other way at all.
Mm.
And nobody else that does it this way, you're wrong. It has to be this way.
Yeah.
And so that religious thinking, that legalistic thinking can also be generational.
That's true.
And for me, I had to stop at some point and go, this can't be better than this.
Yeah.
This is not an adventure. This is so predictable. Holy Spirit is not predictable. Holy Spirit is always something unpredictable, something exciting, something unexplainable, you know. And so that's where I'm coming from this, was to let that go and allow myself to be led by the Holy Spirit. This, like I said earlier this week, but I had to get past thinking Holy Spirit was weird.
That's
true. Holy Spirit's not weird. And once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you bubble over with it.
Yeah.
And that's the way you end up living your life in faith, instead of just jumping out there all the time and doing what you think is the right thing to do. Now you're led in humility.
That's right.
You think it, because I'm a thinker, and I've always got new ideas, don't I, honey?
Mm-hmm.
All the time that I have to go, but let's break this down and see which one is really what the Holy Spirit is leading us here.
That's right.
To do.
But you can experience depression, you know, finding out your true self, hope, and God's peace through these long, drawn-out crises, if you just trust in Him. If you trust in Jesus and you say, you know what, Lord, this has been going on a long time, but I don't want to be depressed. I want to have hope.
I don't want to be religious.
Yeah.
I want to have a relationship with you.
Yeah. I want to just know who you are.
Mm-hmm. I want to be led by you. I want to feel you.
Exactly.
I want to sense you. I want to know
That's
it's
right.
you, not have to question.
That's right. And in other words, you're telling him the only long, drawn-out thing you want is the relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. It goes on forever and ever.
That's
and
right.
ever.
Man, we hope that you've got something out of this podcast today that will just let you realize this long, drawn-out process, this crisis has been going on, it's over. Stops today. But the only way that crisis can stop is by you giving your life to Him. I'm telling you, I'm speaking from experience. When I gave my life to Christ, He saved my life. And that is our prayer for you today, that you give your life to Him. We will never do a podcast. And if we ever are on TV one day, we will never do a broadcast. without giving someone, everyone, the opportunity to accept him as your Savior. That's what we do. So if you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you have and you've walked away because maybe you have a long, drawn-out crisis that's been going on, or maybe you've been in church for a long time and you're just saying, you know what, man, I've never given my heart to him. Well, today's the day. So if you would, pray this prayer after us and know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being my Savior. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are now forgiven. Lord Jesus, this long, drawn-out crisis, thank you for ending it today and beginning the process of loving you. Lord, thank you for who you are. Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.